Yeah, there was only a short time in CB, KO4ROI for ID. There was a short time on CB where you had to have a license, and that was before 1975, 76. They kind of did away with it, did away with the license around that time. And it's pretty much, you know, you buy a radio, you can get on the air. That's pretty much it. And then a lot of people don't like to admit, but they, you know, a lot of people started from CB. That's how I started. I always like to work sideband and use regular names. And plus a sideband was, you know, you could work a lot. I worked a lot of DX. Even back then, I did DX. So did a lot of people, you know. I mean, that's what made CB fun. I could sit at home and talk to a bunch of stations all over the place, and that's what really got me into the ham stuff, because guys were like, yeah, you know, if you like talking long distance like that, you gotta study and get your ham license, then you'll really be able to do something. Shoot, I thought, you know, it was great when I was talking to Jamaica, and a couple of times I talked to England on CB on 11 meters. So, yeah, it 10 meters has kind of the same propagation almost. But that's what got me interested, though. And I kept trying to study it and kept trying to do it, but finally did. But as far as the ICOM radios, yeah, those are awesome radios. I like the 7300. I had a chance to operate that at the ham club. A guy had the ICOM 7300. A nice radio, man. It's got the scope on it, frequency scope, and you can tell, when you're on the band, you can tell just about where the people are talking on or where people are, and you can go right to those frequencies and operate that way. So it's good stuff, and a lot of fun.